Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today is the first Friday of the month of June, dedicated, so both the day and the month dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus. So today we can, in a special way, make reparation to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And when you think about it, this capacity to be able to make reparation to the heart of our Lord and to console the heart of Jesus, when you think about the fact that we can actually do this, it's unbelievable. There's many things that are out of our control, many things that we would like to change, but we can't, just because we cannot, we don't have the influence, or we cannot actually do anything about it, even if we wanted to. Here, when it comes to consoling the heart of our Lord, there is a real possibility, and we can actually do it. All we have to do is to will it. Our Lord's request to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque is very simple, that we receive Holy Communion in the state of grace with a spirit, meaning with the intention of making reparation to his most sacred heart. That is all our Lord asks for, especially on the first Friday of the month, on 9 consecutive first Fridays of the month, to console his heart. This is so easy and yet so beautiful. And we want to do this in the best possible way. This is why we should do it, and I encourage you to do it, in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Louis de Montfort actually teaches this in his treatise, The True Devotion to Mary. He teaches receiving Holy Communion in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because when we do that, it pleases the Lord even more. And the key is actually arriving at an actual intention of receiving Holy Communion in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let me explain that real quick. Theologians usually make the distinction between actual intention and then what's called virtual intention. When it comes to virtual intention, it's something that you intended to do, and it still influences you in the moment, but it's something that you forgot about. So for example, when you came here, when you're driving to the friary to go to Mass, you drove and you're driving, and that's influencing your driving, but it's not like the whole way you're thinking in the exact moment you're driving, I'm going to Mass, going to Mass, going to Mass. You're probably thinking about different things. So that's virtual intention. It's something you intended to do. It influences your actions in the moment, but you're not conscious of it. Actual intention is something you you're conscious of, and you're intending to do, and you're intending right now. So it's something that you're intending right now. Holy Communion is so brief, that sacred moment is so brief, that we can actually have an actual intention at that sacred moment. So the key to receiving Holy Communion in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary is, before Holy Communion, we recollect ourselves, we renew our consecration to Our Lady, and then during Holy Communion, we have that actual intention, meaning consciously intending to receive the Lord in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary. We can actually do that. And then thanksgiving in union with Our Lady. So today, let us make reparation to our Lord's sacred heart Let us console his heart, and let us do so in the best possible way, in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary.